Okay, today we're going to be talking a little bit, Mitzvah Hashem. We're going to get Halacha L'Maisa, I hope. Or well, at least a lot closer to Halacha L'Maisa, of the following three shailas. Shaila number one, yeshivas. Yeshivas, the contemporary yeshivas, in which the bochim will have their dorms, then that's where they sleep. And then there is but they eat elsewhere, they eat in the dining room. So we'd like to look at the halacha, whether the bochim are obligated to have a Eruv Chatzeres or not. In a normal yeshiva, you name it, normal yeshivas, the bochim sleep in rooms and they eat elsewhere. We'd like to know if they need to do an Eruv Chatzeres. That's one question we're going to ask. And the second question we'd like to discuss is the question which we mentioned a couple of times earlier, but perhaps tonight we'll get closer to Halacha L'Maisa, is the hotels. The hotels being again, they're all renting rooms and they've got rented areas, but on Shabbos, where the Eruv Chatzeres is required, and hospitals finally. Third child, which we might be able to discuss tonight, is hospitals, which might be different than hotels. Do patients in a hotel need to have chatzeres, yes or no? So we're going to be looking at Seif Dalet and Seif Hei tonight, and hopefully we'll be clear in those three shailas. So Seif Dalet is very literally, would resemble very, very much the shaila of the scenario of yeshivas, very much so, because we're discussing the top of page 472. And what's discussed to me is the following. You've got people in a chotza, in a courtyard, people living there. But they're all eating on one table. So they're sleeping in one area, they're eating elsewhere. Yes, that's mamash like in yeshiva. They all eat together. At least officially. Although they all have their own sleeping premises, and they're all on their own, they all have their own little areas, flats or houses. They do not need an eruv. They're all considered like men of one house. Why? Because they are eating in one place. The Mishnebura adds even an additional knaich in this in Sifkot Lamed Vav and teaches us the following. He says, Oichin al Shulchan Echad eating on one table, Afalpi, although Shikol Echad Oichin Mishalo, although they all bring their own sandwiches. Nevertheless, since they are eating together, that makes them joined, merged, mixed, and therefore they do not need to make an Eruv because they're all eating together. We continue. V'mutzuchulas Eruv v'man Shechotze Acheres. What happens if there is other people living in the chotzer, and those people, they are not eating together. You know what? They just don't hold of those people. They'd rather have a bit of machlokes. They'd rather keep away from them. You know, they're a bit different, and they've got different attitudes and different. So they keep out. So there is people that are not eating together with the others. They are kind of from the other. They are from the other shul. You know, they're from the other satna. Then eruv echod, then eruv echod, the pas echod bilvat, molichin oisei, molichin oisei, mokim shemar v'nimoy. Then the rule is eruv echod lekunu v'pas echod bilvat, molichin oisei mokim shemar v'nimoy. Then you do need to make an eruv, who molichin oisei mokim shemar v'nimoy, and you bring the pas echod, the bread, in the place where the am are together with him. And if the eruv is brought to that collective meal, if the eruv is being brought to that communal meal, then you do not need to add anything to the eruv because it's communal eruv and the eruv is brought there. So that's the end of it. No need for anything else. Because then it's considered merged, joint, even though there are people who are not eating with them together. If those people who are not eating together, they are bringing the eruv to the communal shulchan echot, then no need for any further eruv. Now continues if there's numerous balabatim eating in one room, they all have their own food on one collective table. Perhaps sleeping elsewhere. One eruv for everybody suffices. Hoil, since there's no mechitza separating them, similar to the halacha we learned earlier. Even if a person, the family, villain, the family, although there might be perhaps even a mechitza in between, it's near. So mikri mechitza, it's not considered mechitza. For lo yavasham, hoil ve lo yavasham bekvir, since it's not permanent. So Rabbi Yisai, the rule is as follows. Just to get this clear, since they are eating together, they are considered one communal household. That's the word, and therefore they do not need. They don't need further eruv. If there is other people who are not joining, then they will need an eruv. They will need an eruv because they're not eating with us. And but if they bring the eruv to the communal shulchan, then that's fine. That will do. So the mechitza we're learning about mechitza is only internally. Internally, if the eruv is. Oh, good. Now we have the yeshiva. So now, is this comparable to the yeshiva? Yes or no? So, yeah. So you're saying that there would be a need. But they're living elsewhere. Good. So that we need to see Sifa. We'll get that in a minute. What do you want to say? Yeah. Okay, so let's just get CFA to get that clear. Says the CFA, teach us, Mamash addressing your point. If somebody's eating in one place, and he sleeps elsewhere. Do we go according to his food, or do we go according to where he eats or where he sleeps? Now, in line with what we normally go with, what's more important, sleeping or eating? Eating is much more important. Sleeping is more important? Yeah. Yeah, it's true. But Jen, you're right. But over here, yet again, we go according to the food. I mean, just go to a normal kiddush and you'll have the answer. Where are people's hearts? Misha oichel b'makom echad. If somebody is eating in one place, v'yoshu makom achen, he sleeps elsewhere. Makom achilosu yeikah, the main place of a person is where he eats. V'sham hu ois, and that's what's considered his residence. And that's where us others. Hilkach, therefore, ho'achin sh'oichel b'veis aviyem, if you've got brothers who are eating in their father's house, so they are on talking terms, they're eating by their father, v'yesheni b'mevetem, and they're sleeping elsewhere. So imagine they've got married children and they are lemaisa eating by their parents. So, but they are sleeping obviously in their own houses. So now, enom oisin, they will not ask. So it's considered one resident because they're all eating in the same place. But what if the father financially provides for them, but they are eating in their own houses and they are not eating together, but it's their father's money? Then oisin, they will ask because they're all eating elsewhere. They're all eating elsewhere, so obviously they need an eruv. They're asking one another. This is only if the other people in the chotzer are giving them the eruv in another place. But if the other residents in the chotzer are putting the eruv in the father's, in one of the son's houses, or is anyone during the chotzer, there's nobody else living in this chotzer, and they will not require an eruv. So Rabbi Yisai, going back to the yeshiva. I don't know what you think of getting, but I think that in yeshiva, since we've seen Sif Aleph, we go according to the place where we eat, I think the argument will be that they do not need an eruv. They do not need an eruv. I want to say that the Mishnah Bi'aloch is very interesting because he talks about dorms and what was a bit more common in those days, that they used to. The Bialocha goes into a very interesting point, which will be perhaps very relevant with regards to hospitals and hotels. Okay, let's get this clear. The Bialocha wants to differentiate. He speaks about the dorms. He wants to talk about, he starts from the dorms. And he says as follows. He says, okay, it's true, yeah? It's true that people will be eating, so will be eating elsewhere. He says, he's addressing the old situation in which there was no, they would eat, they would, the bochim would not have a communal area where they would... But they would be sleeping, there was no dorms, and they would be sleeping by Balabatim, and it used to be called Teig. I must say, as a little footnote, I'm taking great pride that my great-grandfather, he was over Miskolc, he founded Yeshiva in Miskolc in Hungary, and he was the first one to open a dorm for, he opened Yeshiva in the 1920s, and he was the first one to have a dorm in his Yeshiva, because before that, it was a concept of Teig. Teig meant literally days, and what happened was that the Bochim would eat by Balabatim. It was very uncomfortable for them. So uncomfortable. Imagine you're snoring, because people didn't have the... There wasn't no community. So they would eat by Balabatim, and it was very uncomfortable for a lot of the Bochim to be a bit shy and a bit uncomfortable to eat by foreign people. But that's the only way they could have meals. And they felt very uncomfortable about it. And therefore, to avoid that busha, he opened up the first dorm. Now, the Bialocha says, Mama Shabbat, it's precisely this point. The Bialocha Mishavu says, since they would rather not be there, they'd rather not eat elsewhere, they'd rather be where they sleep. That's really where they would like to eat, but they've got no choice. Therefore, they are considered residents, not where they eat, but where they sleep. So it's not considered communal, because they would rather not be there. So what we need to take out from this bialoch is the difference as to whether they want to be there or they do not want to be there. And that's how the bialoch differentiates with regard to yeshiva. Therefore, Rabbosai, going to the hotels and to the hospitals, there are poskim who want to differentiate. Let's talk about hotels. We mentioned about hotels earlier, and perhaps before we go into the bialoch, I want to point out, we spoke yesterday about this, no, 2 days ago, about the concept of Tfisas Yad. What was Tfisas Yad again? The Ramon earlier, in Seif Gbeis, Tfisas Yad, or Shulchan Aruch and Ramon in Seif Beis, was the concept of Tfisas Yad. You know what Tfisas Yad was? Tfisas Yad was that if there's an item there which is really heavy, or perhaps Mukta, which belonged to the owner, what did we say then? What was the concept then? You don't need, why not? You're right. Because they're all considered guests. This is, let's say you've got a rented flats, and all the flats have got a fridge, freezer, or furniture, couches, which belong to the owner. It's rented out as furnished flats. And the halacha is, in no uncertain terms, that since it's the owner's got tfisas yad, literally he's got important items, heavy items, which cannot be carried in all those flats. The halacha is, no eruv is required because they're all considered guests or visitors by the owner. It's true they pay rent, but at the end of the day, they are considered oichim. It's not... Why? How do you want to compare to Bdikas Chometz? No, I don't know. It's Chiras and Soich and Maske regards to Bdikas Chometz. First peric of Psochim, it looks like it's slightly different halachas. So now, let's talk about the hospital room. Is there Tfisas Yad? Does the owner have Tfisas Yad? The hotels, there's very heavy equipment there. Oh, the hotels, before the hospitals, the hotels. Is there heavy items there which belong to the owner? There is indeed, right? Every hotel room will have heavy item, furniture, which belongs to the owner, and therefore, there's an argument you could say that there's Tfisas Yad there, and therefore you're just a visitor, and therefore there's no requirement to do an Eruv. What about a hotel? And is there a difference between a hotel and a hospital? What about the hospital? Hospital also, there's very heavy equipment there, which cannot be carried, and therefore you could argue that a person is a visitor or a guest. But is that true according to Bialocha that we're seeing now? So there could be that. Oh, very good. Oh, he doesn't want to be there. So now there is an argument which the Achronim say, based on the Bialocha, since he does not want to be there, no patient in a hospital wishes to be there. Oh, very good. That's true. I saw a contemporary poet came on to argue with that. So, but let's just get there. So the argument would be that we're differentiating between hotel and hospitals. Since in a hotel, everybody wants to be in a hotel, so there's Tfisas Yad. However, when it comes to a hospital, since he doesn't want to be there, so could be there's more, you look at it differently, he doesn't want to be there, and therefore, The halacha might be different than the hotel. An eruv will be quiet because he doesn't want to be there in the hospital. So, but I saw that even this svara is questionable because the truth is, I remember seeing, I was in a hotel in a hospital not such a long time ago. I visited somebody and I was the opposite person there. He was fighting with the consultant. He was I don't know the full background, but I remember clearly the picture. He was arguing with the consultant. The consultant said that he can't be discharged, and he didn't want to. He said he's quite happy over here. The food was better. It was an old goy, an old shaggot. Food was much better, and actually he was all proud. He had two cards from people thinking about him. And he was being looked after by the nurses. He said, look no further. He said he was really happy. And he had physically this argument with the consultant who said he's discharged. No, this is still hurting him and that's still hurting him. And he still wants to, if possible, to stay another few days. But no, next time I came, he was kicked out. But, I also remember him saying that he doesn't have to wash up. He said he didn't have to wash up. He really felt it was quite comfortable. So Lemaisa, we see that's a bit of a difference. So based on the halacha, there is maybe room to distinguish between a hotel and a hospital, with regards to he wants to be there or not, with regards to Ev Chatziris. Now I want to also point out that I saw in the Poskim they want to differentiate between in regards to the item of Tfisas Yad. I think it's a nice svara. I don't know what you think about this. We learned, again, if there's heavy items positioned in your room, we learned that if the heavy item belongs to the owner, so the hotel would be a good example. Let's talk about the hotel. What are we saying about a hotel that you don't need an Erev Chatzeres? Why? Because there's heavy items there which belong to the owner. So that means that your guest, your visitor, it's not really your place. You're paying for the night, but it's not your place because it's heavy items which don't belong to you. Now, do you hear that you could differentiate between what kind of item it is? This is a svar mechudeshes. Would you be able to differentiate between what kind of item it is? Okay, it's heavy and you can't move it. But could you hear that depends what the purpose, could you hear that there's a svar what depends what the purpose of the item is? For instance, I hear that if this item, which is very heavy, is a storage cupboard, items which belong to the owner. Fine, so you're really a guest, you're really a visitor. Do you remember, as a marshal, I was renting a house, and there was like one, what's called just a ceiling, an attic, which was a very spacious attic, but keys were withheld, and we couldn't keep anything in there. It was a rented property, it was there, so it was loads of space there, but we weren't allowed to access. Why? Because we're only tenants, and it belongs to the landlord. He kept his stuff there, his rubbish there. So that I very much shifted. Is that kind of area which belongs to the owner, and you cannot access? Imagine there's a cupboard, or even a room which you cannot access because that belongs to that's only accessible for the owner. So I can hear that's real Tfisas Yad. But if there is a heavy fridge freezer in the house, or a heavy couch which is for the tenant to use, it might be very heavy, and it's not movable at all. But you could still argue that doesn't make you into a guest or a visitor, because you can use it. So it's not real Tfisas Yad. So some achronim want to distinguish and say it depends what kind of item it is. The fact that it's heavy doesn't necessarily mean that it's a proper Tfisas Yad. Tfisas Yad will only work if it's something which is out of your bounds. So it's a svara, an interesting svara. That would also make a difference with regards to hotels and hospitals. Okay. Fine. Okay, so basically just to summarize what we learned this evening. We learned a little bit more about the Anshei Chotzer, which if they're all eating together, the halacha is no Eruv is required because they're all eating together. And therefore, although they may be sleeping elsewhere, but you go according to the food and according to the sleeping areas. We learned also that even if the father provides food for his sons, for instance, he gives them the money for it, but nevertheless, if they're not physically eating together, then still they will need to make an oven independently because that's not considered a communal eating area. And then we spoke about yeshivas, which lichay will go into the category that you don't eat in an eruv because they're eating together. And hotels and hospitals, which lichay is welcome to distinguish and differentiate because they're asked whether they, according to Belach, if they want to be there or they do not want to be there. Hagul could argue that will make a difference. Okay, that's it for this evening. And we'll continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.